Delaware Attorney General Matt Dehn was among 18 state AGs who sued the Department of Ed last summer over its postponement of a rule meant to protect students defrauded by for-profit colleges.
So there's really a two-step process under the Borrow and Defense Rule, one of which provides the student with some relief from money that they may owe, and then the second part of which tries to impose some of the financial burden on the school.
Dehn thinks the Obama-era rule is a logical way of holding for-profits accountable if they mislead students.
Through things such as misrepresenting their likelihood of getting a job upon graduation, the substance of the curriculum, you know, pretty important things when you're talking about people borrowing large amounts of money to go to school.
He notes the ruling does not mean the rule will go forward unchanged. Agency officials have said Ed Secretary Betsy DeVos still considers it bad policy and will continue working toward finalizing a new rule in its place. According to State Department of Education officials, there are at least four satellite campuses for for-profit colleges in Delaware. Many for-profit colleges, including large ones that have shut down in recent years, also run online programs. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.